Well, I'm glad to join me on the Friday conversation today. Sue Wilson from Remain in Spain. How are we doing, Sue?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Well, past 90 days of Brexit now, and that has some implications for British residents who haven't got their residency sorted out.
It does. I mean, obviously it's not too much of a concern to anybody who can legally prove that they were here before the end of transition. The fact that they don't yet have their paperwork to prove their residency, or they don't yet have their TIE, is not a factor. They are still legal residents, and they still have time to get their affairs in order. The difficulty with the 90 days is for those people who have no intention of becoming residents, don't wish to, because now their 90 days of staying in the country as non-residents is up.
Yeah, we all know people, perhaps in the rural areas, though, who have been off the grid, if you might say, for some time, because things were different 30 years ago. But this is 2021. So what is the problems with the confusion with these people who arrived at the Elche Alicante airport? Presumably they had an invite from the local foreigners office to pick up their new card, but they were still sent back to Manchester.
Yeah, it seems as though it was overzealous immigration officials that were saying that they insisted that they must have a TIE, when in actual fact it seems as though the people that were turned away were in fact legal residents. So in effect, they shouldn't have been turned away. So I spoke to the British Embassy yesterday see what their take was on it, and they put out an official statement. So, we've been circulating that statement to make sure that people know that, there is help at hand, and that, they can call on the embassy if they're in that situation. But obviously it doesn't help those poor people who've been sent back minus their luggage when they were presumably, trying to get back to their home in Spain, having not been able to do so for some time.
Yeah, I've got that from the embassy, which is great. There was an earlier case some months ago at Heathrow when people had their green residency cards and they weren't accepted. The small little paper cards you're not allowed to put in plastic, you know the ones I mean. They had those and they were refused at Heathrow.
I think, again, that was a one-off, and I think that was not so much down to the airport as down to British Airways in particular at the time. Thankfully, we never saw a repeat of that, and hopefully we won't see a repeat of what's just happened in Alicante. But I think now that it's been widely reported, not just in Spain, but in the UK as well, I think that there will be lots of conversations going on behind closed doors to make sure nothing like this happens again, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, of course, it's all been put down officially to teething problems, but we know that exports have declined, especially with sea fish and so on, from the UK to the EU. Was this expected by you or not?
Yes, I don't think anybody knew exactly the scale of the problem, and certainly businesses were trying to prepare as much as they could before Christmas, but of course the deal was done at such a late stage last year that nobody could have known exactly what it was going to look like, so therefore exactly what was going to be required. So the paperwork mountain has been horrendous, and obviously there are industries that have been unable to export or import at all, and these are clearly not teething problems. And as so far, the rules have been fairly relaxed compared to what they're going to be like. Because there was a grace period that was due to end today, and another one that was due to end at the end of June. It seems as though the UK government have kind of waived those grace periods and unilaterally extended them of their own accord. But obviously the EU are not happy about that and are taking them to court over it. So it's anybody's guess what's going to happen on that front.
There's a certain arrogance, I think, in the government, and the same regarding the border in the Irish Sea. You know, Theresa very famously said, "I would no British Prime Minister would allow a border in the Irish Sea." And on, what was it, Christmas Eve, it was agreed, I think.
Despite the fact that the Prime Minister kept telling us that wasn't the case. Even the Northern Ireland Minister, Brandon Lewis, was actually saying it wasn't the case either, but clearly there is a border in the Irish Sea, and clearly it's causing no end of problems for imports and exports between the UK and the EU. I mean, businesses are going bust in the UK, or there are other businesses that are choosing no longer to trade across the border in both directions. So I think we haven't seen the half of some of the problems yet. Once these grace periods do end, the amount of paperwork and the restrictions are only going to get even more complex.
Yeah, when the dust has settled.
Yes.
Being half Welsh, I noticed that the Welsh ports are losing traffic because traffic from Ireland or Northern Ireland is going directly to France or Belgium and not going across the UK because of all the problems there is with going across the UK and getting across the Channel. So it's like ripples the other side of the world, isn't it? The thing when a butterfly flies its wings, all the effects go far beyond we'd expect.
Yes, I think that, you know, we could foresee a lot of it, but until it actually happened, you know, we couldn't be sure, you know, how companies were going to start to deal with this problem. As you say, you know, companies that were shipping from Ireland that were using the UK as a land bridge, you know, have now got new ferry routes taking them straight to France or, you know, straight to other parts of Europe. So a lot of the trade that's being lost by UK companies will be being made up by other EU countries.
And it's like falling dominoes, isn't it, really, as well?
Yes.
As you could look at it. Now, of course,
I mean, somebody said the other day that it's not so much frictionless trade as tradeless friction.
Yes, gosh. Some quotes, you know, that we could bring out from the past. But anyway, of course, COVID has complicated matters greatly. And I think given the delays in the UK government, I think Boris Johnson has recovered because of the vaccination programme going so well. And I think if that was not the case, then the Brexit thing would be more in the headlines, I reckon.
Yes, I think that's very true. I think that COVID has certainly muddied the Brexit waters for the time being, because there is so much disruption and so much effects on the economy. It is difficult to tell what is directly related to COVID and what is directly related to Brexit at the moment. But as you say, the vaccination programme in the UK is so far a huge success, although I understand that supplies are starting to run out. So personally, I'm a bit concerned about the delays of the second dose to 12 weeks, that if supplies are an issue, you know, does that mean that 12 weeks might become 13 or 14 weeks? But also, at some point, once COVID is much more manageable than it has been because of the vaccination program, I think we will get a clearer picture of the damage that is being done to the economy by Brexit, especially. At the moment, a lot of it is being hidden behind COVID, and I think the government are quite happy about that, because it looks as though it's something that was beyond their control as opposed to something that was entirely in their hands.
Yes, when we separate the wheat from the chaff, is that the right expression we can say for that?
Yes.
I'm feeling very lyrical today. I don't know why exactly. But anyway, it's always a pleasure to have a natter with you. So looking forward, do you think, what's your expectation from our countrymen who've been under the radar here in Spain? Do you think that they will go through the... Because apparently when you're in Spain for 6 months, you are a tax resident anyway. So one wonders what's going to happen now.
I don't think the Spanish are going to make a point of looking for these people, or, you know, sending out search parties to find out who's overstayed. But I think as soon as any of these people who are still living under the radar, as they have been in the past, as soon as they start to move around, then it's going to be obvious. You know, if they leave the country, it'll be clear they've been here a long time. And if that's the case, why haven't they applied for a residency? And if they're coming into the UK, into Spain or the Europe, they're going to get their passport stamped. So that 90-day clock will definitely be ticking then, because they will know exactly when they've arrived. And, you know, I would just say to anybody who's in that position, you know, you have a decision to make. You have to decide which country you want to call your permanent residence. And if that's Spain, then, you know, there's still time to apply for residency. And actually, if you were here before Christmas, there's still time to get your rights protected by the withdrawal agreement.
Yeah.
But if you're not planning to stay, then you really ought to be packing the bags and going home.
Yeah.
At least for the next 3 months.
Yes. Well, of course, in Spain, and of course, the UK is now a third country with respect to Spain, anybody really always has to have an identity on them. And, you know, you can be stopped on traffic control or something like that. And that's when people, I think, will come out. I agree with you. I don't think there's going to be a witch hunt or anything like that. But just the normal running of the Spanish administration is going to find these offenders and deal with them.
And find people who don't have a Spanish driving license.
Yes.
Because they can't apply for one because they're not residents.
Yes. Yes.
There are lots of implications, and I don't think we'll know the size of the problem until it actually happens. But on the plus side, I mean, I think there will be perhaps thousands, who knows how many, you know, applying for residency that have never applied before. And these are people that are going to be on the government's books now. Yes. They will be paying taxes. They will affect how much local councils are given by central government. So it's all good from that point of view.
Yeah, so I think we can be optimistic. I'm an optimist by heart. I've actually got my appointment for my TIE on Monday, this coming Monday.
Oh, I just had mine 2 weeks ago after trying to get an appointment since October.
It's you have to go to your local health area, which is the Axarquia for me, and that's in Torre del Mar in a brand new police station. So I'm early Monday morning doing that, and I shall see how I get on. I think I've got everything arranged.
I have to say, it was a very straightforward process. You know, I was a bit nervous that having got there, I'd be missing one vital piece of paper, but I wasn't. And it literally took about 5 minutes. The thing that took the longest was taking the fingerprints, because one of my fingers didn't seem to want to be printed. But other than that, they were extremely helpful. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I left there with an appointment to go back to pick up my my card. So I know exactly when I will have it.
Right.
What I hadn't realised, and I would recommend this to other people, is if you were doing what I was doing, which is swapping the old green document for the new TIE, they will take your old documentation off you.
Okay.
So it's useful to take a photocopy of that before you hand it over, so at least you've got something while you're waiting for your card.
Yeah. Do you know when your card will come? How long is the delay? Because in the early days, I think people were going back the next day and picking up their actual cards. But I think with the demand, that's changed.
No, mine's about 8 weeks between having gone for the fingerprints to actually picking up the card.
Okay,
but I've got a date. I was given a date before I left the office. So at least, you know, we all know where we stand.
Well, I guess if you're stopped, you can always give that date as well. Well, thank you very much, Sue. It's always a pleasure. And let's keep in touch and see what happens once the dust has settled even more.
All right. Thanks very much, Howard.